Praise be Jesus and Mary. If it's acceptable to the moderator, we're going to entitle today's homily, God's SS Troops. It's SS Troops. So whenever we hear SS Troops, we tend to think probably about the political soldiers of the Nazi party, the Schutzstaffel, the short for SS. God's SS Troops are quite different from them. Let's make that clear. God's SS troops are those who practice the two virtues which we heard Jesus talk about in today's gospel, the virtues, shall we say, of sacrifice and of service, the virtues which distinguish today's martyr, St. Lawrence. We heard Jesus say in John 12, verse 24, he said, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it produces much fruit." And here our Lord is talking about the first S, which is sacrifice. First of all, in this verse, Jesus is telling us that he himself will sacrifice his life in order to win for us the gift of eternal life. And he lays down his life willingly for us, as he says elsewhere in John chapter 10, verse 18, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own," says the Lord. And just like in nature, when a seed has to be planted in the ground in order to die and produce a new plant, Jesus is the seed, he is the grain of wheat, who died for us on the ground of Calvary. And so he did that so that he could give birth to us who are his church. And since we're called to be imitators of Christ, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, we too are called to a life of sacrifice. I'll just briefly mention three areas of sacrifice that I think we all need to work on. And we will just note that what's beautiful about what our Lord tells us is that he doesn't tell us anything that he himself hasn't already done. Whatever he tells us to do, he's already done it himself, and he promises that he's going to give us the grace to do it. Keep that in mind. All things are possible with God. The first sacrifice which we have to make is giving up and avoiding sin, obviously giving up every thought, word, or action which offends the Lord. And this is actually probably the easiest of the three sacrifices which we'll mention. The second sacrifice is stepping out of our comfort zones and sharing the gospel with others. And I think the great way to do this in a way which is very non-confrontational is actually simply handing out miraculous medals to people. You know, putting a small miraculous medal on a chain or on a cord and giving it to people, even to strangers whom we meet in the stores or in restaurants or in other places. You can just simply give them the medal and tell them, you know, "I'd like to give you this medal. It's a medal of Mary, of Jesus' mother. She says, whoever wears this medal will receive great graces." That's the most that we'd have to do. And if they say, sometimes they'll say, "Well, I'm not Catholic." You can say, "Well, the medal's not just for Catholics, it's for anyone. Anyone who wants can wear the medal," which is true. And you'd be surprised at how many people accept Our Lady's medal that way. And you never know what's going to happen when someone does accept her medal. Our Lady can open hearts through that little medal in ways in which our words can't accomplish. The person that we give it to could have a big conversion, or they could give the medal to someone else, and Our Lady will touch their lives in a different way. I actually did send 4 or 5 medals to Tom Brady and his family last winter after the Super Bowl victory. So I am going to be watching the highlights of all the Patriots' victories this year just to see if I can spot that medal underneath his helmet there. And I also did try to hand-deliver one to President Trump when he came to Italy 2 years ago with his family to visit the Pope. He came to the Vatican, and I told the Italian policeman I was doing this. I told him to stop the motorcade. He said, "Okay, I'll do it." He didn't do it. I was quite disappointed with him, even though he promised me that he would stop it. That's very Italian. They'll say they'll do it, and then they don't do it. I still haven't forgotten that. Sharing the miraculous medal with others is just one suggestion, but sharing our faith, however we do it, does require the sacrifice of stepping out of our comfort zone in order to bring the Lord into the lives of others, and I promise you that it is worth the sacrifice when we do it. The third sacrifice, which we'll mention, which our Lord asks from us, is the hardest one. It's the sacrifice of our own wills and also the sacrifice of wanting to be in control of everything. That's a lot harder to give up than sin, and it's even harder than giving a miraculous medal to President Trump. I think that would have been actually easier to do than to give this one up. In a class which we had every month here at the farm, we had it a couple weeks ago or last week. We've been going through St. Teresa of Avila's Interior Castle, the book that she wrote. And the other day we were reading about people who are in what she calls the third mansions of the spiritual life. St. Teresa describes spiritual growth in terms of mansions. She says the seventh mansion is the one where we're in highest union with God. It's the one that's most interior. And she says that those who are in the third mansion, so they're about halfway up the spiritual ladder, she says these are people who live good Christian lives, who never want to offend our Lord, who even avoid committing venial sins. Meanwhile, she says, they're practicing penance and prayer and recollection and mortification. She says they're careful in their speech and their dress. They practice works of mercy towards their neighbor, and they do all these good things, she said. But, you know, it seems like they've got it all together. However, she says, among other things, they're still attached to their own wills and their own ways of thinking. And she says, you can see it in how they get all bent out of shape when they get their wills contradicted and when our Lord sends them some minor trials. You can see it in that, she says. So, especially for daily Mass goers, for us, avoiding sin isn't always the biggest problem, but being attached to our wills and to our own ways of thinking usually is quite a problem. And we pray the Our Father, we pray that thy will be done, and Lord, and on earth as it is in heaven. But do we really mean that? You know, do we really live the Our Father? I think at times it's more we pray, my will be done in the little kingdom that I've created here on this earth. Even devout people can create little kingdoms on earth, and at times, and sadly, they can rule those kingdoms with a bit of an iron fist as well. So we need to repent and change our ways if we've fallen into those practices. We need to give up, sacrifice our own wills. When we talk about God's will, doing God's will, believe it or not, God's will is not to immediately eradicate every evil and every scandal off the face of the earth and out of the church as well. That's actually not God's will. That's maybe your will, but it's not God's. And we saw that a couple of Saturdays ago when we spoke about the parable of the weeds and the wheat in Matthew chapter 13. God's will is that amidst the weeds and the wheat, amidst the scandals and the difficulties, that you and I become saints. That's God's will. That's what St. Paul says, 1 Thessalonians 4:3. He says, this is the will of God, your sanctification, says the apostle. And how do I become a saint? By allowing God's will to be accomplished in my heart and in my life, by sacrificing my will for the sake of his will. By praying as our Jesus prayed in the garden, not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. Luke 22, verse 42. And let's just look at the last two verses from today's gospel before we close. Jesus said in verse 25 of John's gospel, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life, said Jesus. Now, the word hate here is to be understood as loving less, not hating in the sense that we understand that word. Otherwise, hating my life in this world, that would be an excuse for committing suicide, which our Lord doesn't want me to do. St. Augustine, even back in the 4th, 5th century, commenting on this verse, said that he knew of people who actually interpreted that verse in the sense of taking their own lives. So they're mistaken in their interpretation of that verse. Again, that's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying basically that I have to learn to love eternal life more than my earthly life. I have to learn to do that. And just to prove to you that hate means to love less, we'll give another example from the mouth of our Lord himself, where he says in Luke 14, verse 26, he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple, says Jesus. No, Jesus doesn't want us hating our relatives. Again, that would be against the fourth commandment of honoring your father and your mother. What he's saying is that we need to love him first and foremost. He has to be first place in our lives. He has to be our foundation. We have to put him as number one on our people pleaser list. He has to be number one. It makes sense because he's our creator, he's our redeemer, and since God is love itself, it actually makes sense. If Jesus is number one on, shall we say, our our list of pleasing people, then we don't have to worry about anyone else on that list if he's number one, because then we'll treat everyone else just as Jesus wants us to treat them, and then we'll love others as Jesus wants us to love them as well. We find that the second of the last of the God's SS troops, that second S, is found in verse 26, where Jesus says this: whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me, says Jesus. So God wants us to live with a spirit of service, service and sacrifice. Service is that other S that God's looking for. St. Augustine, commenting on this verse, said, they serve Christ who seek not their own things, but the things of Jesus Christ, who follow him and walk in his, not in their own ways, doing all good works for Christ's sake, said Augustine. So whenever we serve others, we serve Jesus. That's clear, for example, in Christ's discourse, the Last Judgment, Matthew 25, when we know he'll say, as often as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. Matthew 25, verse 40. And if you want a challenge on that verse, you can understand the least of these whom Jesus is referring to. If you want a challenge, you can understand them to be those who've lived godless and self-centered lives, who are enemies of the church and who are enemies for all she stands for. And yet, last minute, they had a conversion before they died. So that soul, even though they would probably be least in the kingdom of heaven, they still belong to Jesus. And Jesus says, however I treated them during their life, our Lord will count as being, that's how I treated him. That does change things a bit if you actually reflect on it. And just think also of all the rash and the uncharitable judgments or criticisms or insults that we've committed against others, especially members against the body of Christ. Jesus counts all those as being done to him. And if that thought doesn't humble our hearts, then I don't know what thought will. Having a spirit of service means putting into practice the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. It means treating others as I would want to be treated. It means imagining myself in their shoes. It means judging them with a spirit of mercy as I want others to judge me. It means having empathy and compassion for others, doing good for them, reaching out to them especially, reaching out to those who are struggling or who don't know the love of our Lord, or even to those who just need a word of appreciation and encouragement as well. And I dare to say that we can't even imagine how much more beautiful the world would be if we actually put into practice what our Lord's teaching, if we actually took it to heart and put it into practice, how much more beautiful our world would be. So God's looking for men and women to be part of his elite corps of SS troops, as I call them, his service and sacrifice troops. It's a volunteer service, but the good thing is the pay is eternal life. So let's ask Our Lady to open up more hearts so that more people will sign up and become part of the Lord's special army. Praise be Jesus and Mary.